allergies. Now let me mute this. I'm just going to read it to you because it's difficult to hear. Allergies. Dr. Lee's comments on allergies. I'm becoming convinced that allergy is merely a form of, only serious if the patient is hyperalkaline. If he wasn't alkaline, his allergies wouldn't amount to anything. You can prove that with a hay fever patient. If you normalize their saliva according to the Hydron test, now understand what he's saying. He's using saliva as an index for an internal derangement. He's not trying to micromanage this, not putting the cart before the horse, but saying, if this is alkaline, then especially upper respiratory is going to be affected. So I do use the information from urine or saliva as an index for where the derangement is. If you normalize their saliva according to the Hydron test paper and get them down to 7 by supplying the mineral acidifiers, which, by the way, we put them up. Have we ever figured out why he chose that phrase? We put it up in a tablet, right? Mark commented on that. That's what Lee always said. We put it up in a tablet. Were they like elevated?
No, that's a
the
farmer.
The old farmers use farmers. That term to
put up
store.
Your crops.
Oh, to put it up was a farm thing?
Yes, you're a city boy.
They still have farms? I thought those were historical items. Well, we put them up in a tablet form known as CalAmmo, which is equal parts of ammonium and calcium chloride. It is a nutritional acidifier. It is his equivalent to D.C. Jarvis's apple cider vinegar. And so Dr. Lee had often said, well, dummy, take apple cider vinegar. You don't want to? Well, then take this. We need to acidify you one way or the other. It's a nutritional acidifier. As soon as you get that saliva normal, so here they are, they've got an allergic or asthmatic attack, and you test the salivary pH and it's alkaline. Normally it should be what?
7
or a tad acidic. If it's alkaline, you're going to become a breeding ground for bacteria. So maybe 6.8, somewhere around there. It'll vary with what you've had in your mouth recently, but essentially 7. Once you get it down to 7, you'll find that, watch, antihistamines will now, inserting the word, completely and perfectly control the hay fever. Now watch this. The antihistamines, most of them in the drugstores that are sold for cold remedies, are synthetic. There are natural ones on the market made from one of the liver hormones. That was discovered by Subo and Krecht in 43. They called it Yakritan. Harrower put it out, called it Anabolin. And of course, he had it as originally antipyrexin or Antranex. Now, I have not seen Dr. Lee ever recommend more than 3 to 6 Antranex in anything. Mark, did you ever see him do any more than that? He, oddly enough, thought that these things were potent. You know, he hadn't been to enough seminars to learn how to use these things. So he usually recommended 1 per meal. Now, you recognize why he wanted you to be cautious, because this is a substance your liver produces. By it, it in part regulates the diameter of the hepatic portal vein. It regulates its detox capacity. And so if I'm naturally producing this and start taking more, what's that going to do? Body's going to tend to reject. It's going to see it as too much and begin to dump it. So great problems happened in the past when people were doing 20, 30, 40 Antranex per day. Here's what happens. If you do 20, you'll need 40, because 20 won't work. The body's dumping it. And so now, to just even get back to normal, you're going to have to do another 20. It was just insane. Lee, I'm sure, would have rolled over in his grave if he'd seen what some people were doing with some of his products. He'd say, no, you don't get it. A little bit, and let the body adapt. You want a response now. You want a drug-like response with a natural method. You can't do that. All right. This is a physiologic and natural antihistamine. It's the one. Now, never would I challenge Lee's thinking, but I might challenge some of the language. Mark, the way he said something. It's not an antihistamine in the sense that it's counteracting histamine. Remember, we need that for digestion. It's antihistamine in effect, meaning that it helps the body clear it out. You with me? So it's not an antihistamine as though histamine is bad. Histamine, when it's being overproduced, needs to be cleared out. Histamine thins the blood, increases cell membrane permeability so that I can detox. It's a natural tool to clean out. So I don't really want an antihistamine. What I want to do is anti the histamine response by reducing the need for it. Clear out. And that's what Yakritan or Antranex does. This is a physiologic and natural antihistamine made from beef liver. But watch. This was the fairness of Lee. He said, hey, you know, that's the ideal. But I'm going to show you how to make the stuff from the drugstore, the Benadryl, work better if that's what you can get the patient to do or if that's all you happen to have. What if you're on the road and you don't have any Antrinex? Well, you know, I know how to help you, but it wouldn't be natural, and I'm sorry. Just try to breathe as best you can. Right? Any of the antihistamines sold in the drugstore will control hay fever as soon as you get the saliva pH down to 7. But all the antihistamines in the world won't have much effect until you do. So having the patient do apple cider vinegar, Calamo, Antrinex, you've got other tools to help them. How many of you get a phone call and you have to give them some advice wherever they are? They call you on vacation. I'm in Zimbabwe. Well, you need cataplex C and cataplex, I'm in Zimbabwe. Are you hearing me? You need to eat a pickled African or something. I don't know what you need to do, what's available. If they have, make the case a little better. They have an inflammatory reaction and salivary pH is 6.
Yes.
So present the case, though. I'm not sure what you're presenting.
Well, I will see that with patients who have a
okay, so you're saying the case that doesn't fit. So they are inflamed, they're having the perceived inflammatory response, yet the pH, salivary pH, is acidic. Mark?
Yeah, John Courtney, Dr. Lee's number one associate for over 30 years, talked to me about that very thing almost 30 years ago. And he said that that is the proper response of the body. It doesn't need to be helped at that point. If the body is in an infectious, inflammatory state, it will pull itself into a lower pH to combat the infection. Leave the pH alone at that point. That's good. Like somebody might have a urinary tract infection. You test their urine, and it's 5.5. Great. We don't need to use Calamo on that patient. The body is responding. Just give them anti-infection nutrients like calcium and cataplex AC. But if the pH is up, then the body is failing to draw itself down into the infection fighting state. So you add the Calamo. But that's why they like the pH test. If the body pulls itself down, that is right reaction. If it's failing to do so, then you help it with apple cider vinegar, which is acetic acid, or Calamo, ammonium chloride. All I'm getting at is that the 6.0 pH is not part of the problem, it's part of the solution.
All right, good. Thank you, Mark. Now let's put it on the homotoxicology table from yesterday. In this case, excretion, inflammation, is not working, they're moving into phase 3, deposition. The body's trying, the pH is controlled, but the immune system can't do it, and so as Mark said, now we've got to give it other support. All right, but the pH part is under control. And remember, your immune system functions better, much better in an acid environment, and most bacteria want an alkaline environment, and that's what Jarvis talked about in his book. So by swinging when the pH is not regulated and we are outside in force it down, we give our immune system the edge. The bugs don't like it. They can't function well there. Okay? Food allergies. He goes on. Food allergies are due to undigested protein being absorbed in the bowel. And the lack of digestion is because they've blown out the pancreas. Pancreas weakness, number one. Gee, how would that happen today? Yeah, too much. They've just exhausted that puppy. Islets of Langerhans, those islands have sunk. They're not there. And due possibly to ulcers and inflammatory bowel disease, now there's so much exudate, the inflammatory stage 2 process, they can't absorb. They're no longer an effective absorber. It's not doing that. It's struggling to survive. A combination of poor pancreas and a little colitis, and you've got food, so-called food allergies. And his point is, the food's not the problem. Anything would be a problem for this patient now because they're hyperreactive to everything. There again, colitis is nothing but a vitamin P, the bioflavonoid deficiency. It's the same lesion you get with gingiva, and the prime product you developed for that was Xyruda Plus. Remember the first ad? I love the first ad. Pink toothbrush? Try Xyruda Plus. Easy bleeding gums? Try Xyruda. Advertising has come a long way since then, but nevertheless, it worked. It's the same remedy. You can stop that ulcerated and hemorrhagic colitis just as easily as you can the gingiva. So Xyruda Plus for the colitis case. But then later he added the P component to cataplex AC because his thinking was, you know, just about any time you need A, you need C, and if you need C, you need P. And so I think it came to be, I don't know how the sales went, but I wonder if ACP came to be his preference for most cases most of the time. Mark, comment on that, you think? Yeah. One bottle, it just, you know, he heard whiny patients. No, what, you know who he heard? Whiny doctors. He heard whiny doctors. Do you think he wasn't sick of us sometimes? I imagine there were times when he was in his office going, because.
Cataplex AC, and he added 100 milligrams of buckwheat juice, dehydrated buckwheat juice to cataplex AC.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tend to use more of that, and that's what's going to show up more in BioMeridian. You saw it yesterday, or the last night, right? Thymex ACP. Why? Because fewer products possible, and then we talked about maybe just going to Conjuplex. Again, it's whatever that patient will do. So from the therapeutic food manual, Lee said, alkalosis, major cause of allergies. We have to acidify these patients. Cataplex G and Zypan are very important to release the proteolytic enzymes to process the proteins. Now, coupling in the other article. Incomplete absorption of proteins. And I may have inflammatory bowel disease at the same time. So cataplex G and Zypan may be very important to get the proteins in. pH of the saliva brought to near neutral before introducing antihistamines because they won't work, even Antranex. So if you've been giving Antranex to a patient and it doesn't seem to help, what is the wrong thing to do? Do more. You understand now? More is not the answer. Activate what you gave. So add a little calamyl. How much? One, three times a day. I don't know. Just begin. Or do apple cider vinegar or something to acidify the case. So a predisposing factor number one. He believed alkalosis, protein digestion, and then adrenal insufficiency. Any of that today? What percentage of the U.S. population has subclinical adrenal failure? 105 at least, right? Some of us are worn out enough for two people. You ever talk to a patient and they're just, how many of you have interviewed energy vampires? They are draining you while you talk to them. And it's like, geez, it's like the Star Trek episode where Kirk's old girlfriend was sucking salt out of everybody, right? The leech woman. Okay, there are patients just like that. All right, frequently observed entities. Now, it may show up as asthma. May show up as asthma, bronchitis, or just a chronic cough. Rheumatoid arthritis, rash, purpura, pruritus. Remember, from the homeopathic view, a skin rash is the final manifestation of what? Detox. It's your largest eliminative organ. So the presence of skin rashes tells you that's a body that's trying to clean out. And so the lungs are filled up. The body's trying to dump it out. We're in excretion, inflammation, and now we're moving into the matrix. So we can put all of these theories together. Food allergies. He found in those early years, milk, wheat, and eggs are the main offenders. Now, milk and wheat, I have no trouble with, but eggs really are a near-perfect food. And I think Lee would have said, but that shouldn't happen. Everybody ought to be able to eat eggs. Doesn't mean they can now. But I've had several egg allergy cases or egg sensitivity cases who now can eat eggs. They don't like them because it was always a problem, but they can eat them. And we didn't work on that directly. The egg became the index for where that body was. So I will always use the offending food at some point to challenge that system to make sure that we've healed. Environmental allergens and so forth, lots of those. So, putting it together, then what can we do for this case? Catalin, certainly. Antranex, note the small dose as the antihistamine, but remember, Calamo. I have to make sure I've acidified them for that to work. And these two, the Calamo and Antranex, may come and go based on the presence of symptoms. So I tell the patient, those two you can drop out if you're pretty stable, if the allergic response is down. You've changed your diet and you're pretty stable, you don't need those. But Drenamin, he talked about adrenal insufficiency as the third cause. Cataplex G and Zypan to support the protein metabolism because the incompletely absorbed proteins trigger the immune response. All right, so once again, I've got a bunch of stuff. It may be easier for this patient early on if I see compliance is going to be problematic to go right to Allerplex. How many of you use lots of Allerplex? Yeah. Great product, and it's just easier because it's one bottle. So it gives me the lung protomorphogen fenugreek. What does that do? That's mucolytic, breaks up mucus deposits. Drenotrophin, there's the adrenal support. Cataplex AC to promote healing, the white cell activity. Betacol to work on the liver. Antranex, all right? So many of the things that we talked about are already there. And so if they'll do Catalan, change their diet a little bit, do Allerplex, I'm okay to start. I would rather, again, use the discrete products, but they may not let me do it. On the MediHerb side, their number one product that is good support for Allerplex for at least a short time, Albizia Complex for the allergy case. The Albizia gives me Skullcap, Albizia Bark, and Feverfew. Now, if you are used to using herbs, Feverfew commonly used for migraines. But all of these are anti-allergic responsive herbs, and so they work nicely. Just three per day, along with the Allerplex. So most of the time with Allerplex, I'll do 6, maybe 9. I rarely want to do any more than that, but I want them to do it long enough. So 6 to 9 Allerplex and 3 Albizia, and then try to eliminate from their lifestyle the other causative factors that we saw. All right, any questions on this?
Yes.